Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all those who are here with us as we celebrate the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. Welcome also to all those who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. We are glad you are here. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Mike, assisted by Deacon Jim. This Mass is being offered for Larry Fortino.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray. O God, whose Son today ascended to the heavens as the apostles looked on, grant, we pray, that in accordance with his promise, we may be worthy for him to live with us always on earth, and we with him in heaven, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing here looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All peoples clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy, for the Lord the Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God goes up with shouts of joy, the Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God, sing praise, sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God is King of all the earth, sing praise with all your skill. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us to believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
says the Lord, I am with you always until the end of the world. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And even as we celebrate this feast of the ascension of Jesus into heaven today, this greeting, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed, continues to be the appropriate for Christians as we greet each other during the Easter season. If you haven't done this yet, I encourage you to do it at least once. You've got one more week, because Pentecost is next week, and that's the official end of the Easter season. Our readings today provide an important connection among these three feasts of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead at Easter, still in the Easter season, the ascension of Jesus into heaven, still in the Easter season, and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Next week, that's the end of the Easter season. Let's begin with the gospel. There are four essential truths of our Catholic faith in these last five verses of St. Matthew's Gospel that we just heard. Jesus is talking with his 11 disciples for the last time before he ascends into heaven. And it's significant that he is talking with them in Galilee, back to the area where he recruited the 11 disciples. First, Jesus says, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." By this all-encompassing statement of his power and authority, Jesus is reinforcing for the disciples that he is the Son of God. It's a type of echo from the Old Testament of God's promise to send the Messiah, the all-powerful King who would free them from earthly bondage. The 11 disciples certainly knew about the Messiah being promised to God. The second essential truth of our Catholic faith is that Jesus gave the disciples their mission. Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. This mission, which we also call the Great Commission, that Jesus gave the 11 disciples, it extends fully to every person who is a disciple of Jesus. And that's you and me, and everybody who's watching on TV or listening on the radio or online. When Jesus sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles at Pentecost, Jesus established the church as a missionary church. As disciples of Jesus, we are called to evangelize and encourage each other, others to become disciples. St. Francis, there's a quote attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, which is nobody can really document, but it's kind of urban legend. And he supposedly, St. Francis said at some point in his life, "Preach always, and when necessary, use words." So he's saying, by our works, by our life, people will know that we are Christians also. No person who is a follower of Jesus is off the hook from this missionary responsibility. It's not the exclusive purview of bishops, priests, deacons, and consecrated religious to share the good news of Jesus' gospel message that he was sent by the Father. He died for our sins, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven and opened the way to eternal life with God. The third essential truth in this gospel is that Jesus established the sacrament of baptism when he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is, in the name of all three persons of the Holy Blessed Trinity of God. And these are the exact words that every bishop, priest, and deacon says in presiding at the sacrament of baptism. As a deacon for 14 years now, I've presided at well over 700 baptisms, primarily of infants and young children. And every time that I pray these words of baptism, I have a deep sense of the power of God working through my words, the word of God that Jesus gave us in the person being baptized, to forgive original sin on their soul and any other sins that they've committed, if they've reached the age of reason. The fourth essential truth of our faith is in Jesus saying to the disciples, I am with you always until the end of the age. These words are a reprise of the words of the prophet Isaiah that are included in chapter 1 of Matthew's gospel when he writes, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That last verse and this verse, I am with you always until the end of the age, and God is with us. They come together, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. It's also important to understand the full meaning of the first two words in this last statement of Jesus. Just two words, I am. In the Old Testament, God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush, saying, tell the Israelites, I am sent me to you. And keep this in mind as we go on to the first reading now from the Acts of the Apostles. St. Luke is the author of the book of Acts of the Apostles. In the first 11 verses of chapter 1 of Acts, which we heard today, this is Luke's account of Jesus ascending into heaven under his own power 40 days after Easter, when he rose from the dead. Luke writes that between the resurrection of Jesus and his ascension into heaven, Jesus appeared alive and in the flesh to his disciples, giving them many proofs that he indeed had risen from the dead. In one of St. Paul's letters, Paul also mentions that Jesus appeared to 500 people. So this is not just the 11 disciples and the women that he encountered after his resurrection, but many more people. This was very important to the disciples, as at this time, they still did not have a full understanding of everything that Jesus had taught them. So Jesus reinforcing that, yes, he had risen from the dead, where they could see him, was super important. And here's where the Holy Spirit comes in. In this reading from Acts, in just these 11 verses, Luke mentions the Holy Spirit three times. This is an important connection for us with today's gospel. First, Luke tells us that Jesus has given instructions to the disciples through the Holy Spirit. In last week's gospel from John chapter 14, Jesus promises to send the Advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept because it neither sees nor knows him. Many times as Jesus talks with his disciples during the Last Supper discourses, starting with John 14 and going on for about three or four chapters, he repeats this promise of sending the Advocate, the Spirit of truth, to be with them after he has gone to the Father in heaven. An advocate is a person who provides support for the well-being of an individual. Advocate is someone who advocates in support of your positions, for example, in legal matters, as in the role of an attorney, or a person who advocates for you, perhaps in matters of health, as in the role of a patient care advocate. So this advocate remember that role of the Holy Spirit. Second, Jesus tells the disciples, in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So what's he talking about? Remember that John the Baptist had baptized Jesus with water in the Jordan River. Jesus includes the Holy Spirit in the words of baptism that we hear in Matthew's gospel today. That when a person is baptized in the sacrament of baptism, using the words of Jesus in today's gospel, that person becomes a son or a daughter of God the Father, a sister or brother of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and a temple of or a dwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. So in this way, in these ways of becoming son or daughter of God, daughter or sister or brother of Jesus, and a dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, a baptized person shares and participates in the very divine life of God. We don't think about that enough. Most of us don't remember our baptism, but we should recall those promises and that sacrament that our godparents, you know, mentioned, stood in for us in declaring faith in the church and in Jesus. With Jesus saying, you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit, he's pointing toward Pentecost, the feast we celebrate next week, where his promise of sending the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, is fulfilled. Jesus delivers. He always delivers on his promises. Third, Jesus tells his disciples, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. We will hear more about this coming of the Holy Spirit next Sunday on the Feast of Pentecost. I don't want to spoil that homily next week. Circling back to today's gospel, Jesus' great commission to make disciples of all the nations or all peoples is directed toward every one of us who is striving to follow Jesus as a disciple. And God willing, that's everybody here and everybody who's watching on TV or listening on the radio. This can seem like an impossible mission to carry out on any day of our lives, especially in the culture in which we live and society in which we live today. I'm challenged with this mission in sharing the truth of the gospel every single day in my ministry with Catholic Charities agencies in the diocese, as well as in sharing the love of Jesus at home with my wife and family and in the everyday tasks and responsibilities in my life. On my computer at work, I have a screensaver message with three words, "Come, Holy Spirit." Some of you have probably heard me say that before, but this is so important to me. This is a constant reminder throughout the day to ask the Holy Spirit to guide me and be with me, and for me to seek the wisdom of the Holy Spirit in the decisions I make at work and in all aspects of my life, in everything that I say. Before I got up here to read the gospel and to deliver this homily, I said quietly several times to myself, I prayed, "Come, Holy Spirit." The life of the Holy Spirit dwelling in each person provides the strength in the words we need to carry out Jesus' mission along with the living everyday life. And it's the graces we receive in the sacrament of confirmation further strengthen the life of the Holy Spirit in every one of us. When Jesus ascended into heaven, this action opened the way for Jesus to complete and deliver on his promise of sending the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit dwelling in his first disciples and in each one of us who are baptized is the source of God's grace and strength to do two things. First, we receive the graces needed to carry out Jesus' great commission to make disciples of all the nations and all peoples. Second, we receive the graces needed to follow Jesus as a disciple so that at our bodily death, we can ascend to eternal life with the Blessed Trinity in heaven. As you reflect on today's scripture readings and anticipate celebrating the Feast of Pentecost next week, remember that Jesus ascending into heaven opened the path for the Holy Spirit to dwell in the soul of every baptized person, giving us the source of God's grace to sanctify us, to make us holy, to become saints, so that we can live in heaven with the Lord. And the strongest and best prayer that I know of to do this is, "Come, Holy Spirit."
I believe in one God. God has given us the Holy Spirit that we might be faithful disciples to all nations. Trust in his goodness. Let us offer him our prayers this day.
For the church, may God continue to make us into his holy people who proclaim with zeal and commitment that promise of Christ to be with us always. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who lead our communities, governments, and nations, may the Lord give them the strength to govern wisely. Let us pray to the Lord. For all within this community of faith, may the gift of the Holy Spirit help us be faithful witnesses to the new life offered to us in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For our high school graduates, as you begin the next chapter of your life journey, be open and listen to what God is calling you to do next. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who are sick, especially Monica Donikowska Duffy, Angelica Liu, our television, radio, and online community, those listed in our book of prayer, and those struggling with mental illness, and for those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord. For the souls of the faithful departed, especially Donna Zbanek, Margaret Lewis, and all the holy souls in purgatory, may God, in his mercy, grant them eternal rest. Let us pray to the Lord.
Loving God, by ascending to your right hand, Jesus has restored to us the promise of eternal life. Hear and answer the prayers we have offered in his name.
Great Commission, heal the sick.
is empower us for the work of ministry. Lord, you call us to your service. In thy name baptize and teach that the your promise, life abundant meant for each. Give us all new fervor, draw us closer in community with the Spirit's gifts.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. O God, whose only begotten Son, our High Priest, is seated ever living at your right hand to intercede for us, grant that we may approach with confidence the throne of grace and obtain your mercy through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens. As the angels gazed in wonder, mediator between God and man, judge of the whole world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, had gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna in
therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Francis, our Pope and Earl, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants, and all gathered here, whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you the sacrifice of praise they offered for themselves and all who are dear to them, the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Celebrating the most sacred day on which your only begotten Son, our Lord, placed at the right hand of your glory our weak human nature, which he had united to himself, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers and all things, we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, with eyes raised to heaven to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as ones who are pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest, Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us, who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son, may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, to those sinners, hope in your abundant mercies. Graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon, through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, no glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace to the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
cup of blessing, blood of Christ the Lord. At this table, the last shall be first. Podere servir, porque Dios es amor. We are the dwelling of God, fragile and wounded and weak. We are the body of Christ, called to be the compassion of God. Fonte vita, cuerpo del Señor. Cup of blessing, blood of Christ the Lord.
Let us pray. May the gifts we have received from your altar, Lord, kindle in our hearts a longing for the heavenly homeland and cause us to press forward, following in the Savior's footsteps, to the place where, for our sake, he entered before us, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Easter, my friends. My name is Father Gordon Riegel. As we celebrate our risen Lord, we are grateful to be able to share this good news with our brothers and sisters who are unable to participate in the liturgy or attend church directly due to age, infirmity, weather, or other circumstances. Certainly, purchasing TV airtime is expensive. Thank you to all those who make this outreach ministry possible by their contributions. You may send donations to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your generosity, and a blessed Easter season to you all.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Over the years, we begin to realize how quickly life goes by. For some of us, our journey will end without notice. And when our transition into eternity begins, there won't be a chance for any do-overs. No time to rewind our life. No chance to choose a different ending.
Stupid little brain of yours to do any...
For the movie of our life can be used to judge us. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times.
Happy anniversary!
And joyfully revisit the good. It is then we will fully realize how our unkind thoughts and selfish choices wounded others and led us away from God, our loving Father.
You people are lazy.
And each time we ignored God's voice,
I think she's pregnant by somebody else.
No.
Our conscience grew more deaf and our heart hardened. Thankfully, you still can ask God to help edit your life story and create the ideal ending. No matter what you've done, there is good news. Since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. Jesus can heal your memories and forgive your past if you accept his mercy. You really can be freed from the addiction of sin and find lasting peace. Imagine hearing God say after your life's movie, "Well done, good and faithful servant." It all starts by asking Jesus to help you now. If you've been waiting for a sign, this is your chance to begin an adventure with God that will last forever. Learn more at CatholicsComeHome.org. Trust in Jesus and find hope, forgiveness, and a more abundant and everlasting life. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.